So how do you determine what success looks like to you? Do you base it on the results and outcomes, or on what you've learned along the way? You see, society has conditioned us to tie success to an outcome. But the truth is, failure is an essential part of success. The faster you fail, the faster you will succeed. So the real question is, how can we redefine our relationship with not just failure, but with success as well? Join us to find the answers that will allow you to live a life that's true to yourself and find the clarity you need to make that life a reality. I'm your host, King Lau, and you're listening to the Plan to Fail podcast.
What's going on, everybody? It's your boy King here, and welcome back to the Plan to Fail podcast. It's been a minute. How have you guys been? To be honest, I didn't think I was going to be jumping on and recording this episode. The last few weeks have really been the most challenging. It's been the most exciting, but at the same time, it's been the most challenging. It's kind of funny because more and more opportunities have been coming up to the point that we actually had to turn down an opportunity to focus on the main one, just to make enough money to kind of get through to the next phase. And I will be sharing a little bit more about that. But I do owe everybody an apology, and I feel like, what, 5 out of the last 6 episodes I've been apologizing for not being consistent. And a lot of it is me not setting proper expectations of what I can handle. And even what I've learned in this process is that even releasing 2 episodes a week is a little bit much for the schedule I'm dealing with right now, especially going through this period of transition, trying to make money, and more importantly, trying to get out of Vancouver here. But wanted to jump on here and give everybody a quick update. And the funny thing is, I really thought about putting this season on hold, putting the whole show on hold, just for the next few months until I figure my stuff out. But I already had a few interviews lined up for this podcast, and I really needed to release them because the guest speakers, as you'll learn about them, they put their time into these interviews, and I owe them enough, or that much, to upload these interviews. So I kind of took this whole idea of where I wanted to take the show back to the drawing board. And going forward, I think that I'm really scaling it back to 1 episode a week. I really wanted it to scale up, but I realized without a team to edit them, without a team to help support this show, it's really hard to release multiple episodes a week, especially when it comes to social media as well. So this coming week is really going to be last week with 2 episodes, because before I even release any of these interviews, I really wanted to give you guys an update on what's been going on, why I've been so inconsistent, and just let everybody know that it's not that I don't want to record these episodes, but I'm still human. The last few weeks have been crazy, and the last thing I was really thinking about was releasing a new episode for this podcast. But here I am. It's been quite the journey since I last spoke on the show, and in that process of me not releasing episodes, there actually have been quite a few opportunities that have been coming up. One of them, or I should say both of them, was actually from speakers that were on the summit that I put together. And it's kind of funny because I didn't really expect to be working with the speakers on the summit during the time I was putting that summit together. But what I didn't realize was that the work we did at the summit, both my business partner and I, really attracted or caught the attention of the speakers. And as a result, they really wanted to come and partner up. And the last few weeks was us kind of figuring out what this relationship looked like. So one of the speakers we're working with is Lynn Padetti, and great big shout out to her. She really wanted us to build Dawn Media Productions, one of the companies she's building up with another of the speakers that was on the summit, Dai Lee. And pretty much the last few weeks, we've been kind of flirting with the idea of how are we going to work together and figuring out what that arrangement would look like. And quite a bit of shifting and adapting, because at first we were supposed to come in and work with their clients to help strategize how they would implement the video snippets they made for them. To kind of give you some context, Dawn Media Productions is a company that focuses on creating 1-minute video snippets to help businesses tell their story. And what they really wanted us to do initially was to help them implement these snippets they created for their clients, because a struggle their clients were having was basically they didn't know how to apply it to their social media, apply it to their website in a way that got results. So initially, we were brought on board to help their clients, but as we worked with them, they really wanted us to build their system and to revise their customer journey. I'm not going to get too much into the technicals, but the last 3 weeks have been just back and forth figuring out how this partnership would look like. And in the meantime, another one of our speakers wanted to partner up to sell podcast backdrops. And I really love the idea. They really wanted to create a lifestyle brand around it. And it's something that both my business partner and I was very excited to jump on board. But as we kind of went through it, we realized that our commitment or time commitment with Dawn was much greater than we expected. So we actually had to go back to them and explain that right now is just not the right time for us to pick up a project like that. So hard conversations, and as hopefully you can tell, it's been emotionally straining. And to kind of add on top of that, I've been in the process of like quitting nicotine. And for the people who don't know, I've been pretty much vaping for the last 7 to 8 years. So I have to admit that getting off nicotine has honestly been the hardest thing I've ever done. When the cravings come, it honestly really, really, really gets to you. So while I'm fighting withdrawals and from my nicotine addiction, I'm also trying to navigate this whole new phase, you know, of our journey. And as a result, this podcast was kind of put on hold. But I really want to continue this show. I think, not even selfishly speaking, this show has allowed me to connect with so many other speakers through interviews, and as a result, given me a lot of networking opportunities. So I really, for whoever's still listening to this episode after my 3 weeks of MIA, I really want to thank you for being a part of this community and supporting. I really don't have much to say but to update you guys. I will be posting one episode every week, probably on Tuesdays. You guys will be the first to know, but how the whole format is really going to go is 1 week, we're going to go solo episodes for me to share about my thoughts, updates, and an interview. So that way, all I need to really worry about is two episodes that are just me shouting at this mic, and two more interviews. So that's all I have for you today. Quick update for each and every one of you. Keep an eye out for my next episode, which will be an interview with someone I met on LinkedIn. She was actually recently laid off due to the pandemic, and as a result, started her own business. So really excited for her to share her story with you guys. I'll keep you posted. Thanks again for being a part of this community. And until next time, stay hungry.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of Plan to Fail. Remember, you can achieve the life you've always wanted. Thank you so much for being a part of this community. And until next time, stay hungry.